Walker says that as he prepares his budget, he'll be tough but compassionate when it comes to cuts. Exactly what that means for people who are on Badger Care is still uncertain. But speaking about the issue on Wisconsin Public Television, Walker hinted that some recipients could pay more.
Our target there is in these tough economic times that we live in. We want to make sure that people aren't pushed off. What we may do in the future is look at how many more people come on and what circumstances they come on, and we may look at sliding scales in terms of what people can afford to pay to participate in programs like that.
Some Badger Care Plus recipients already pay premiums depending on how much money they make. For example, the program is open to kids and families of any income level, but families who earn the most pay about $100 per month for every child they enroll. A single mom who makes about $21,000 a year can get health care for herself and her kid, but she pays about a $270 monthly premium. It's unclear what Walker has in mind, but he says it's an area he may want to look at.
As people move up and have more means and more ability, we may be asking more for them to help us match, stay within the programs like that, but match to offset the dollars that the public taxpayers put in.
Walker's plans for Badger Care Plus will become more clear when he delivers his budget address next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.